Tech Talk Tuesday, as we are entering this Tuesday afternoon right here on Smile FM with my man Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg, a bandwithblog.co.za. He's back to talk more ChatGPT. Meneer, welcome back to studio.
Thank you.
So last week we spoke about ChatGPT. It's been making some serious waves, but it seems that it's literally like a tsunami now. It just keeps coming and there's no stopping it.
Exactly, and keeps growing in what it seems to be able to do and how it's incorporated into other things. So, as we spoke about last week as well, Microsoft being the company's biggest investor, they have now in the last week launched essentially a whole slew of new things that they're integrating ChatGPT with. We don't have an open beta yet, but a couple of people have started testing the new Edge browser. So they've built an even more powerful version of ChatGPT into Edge now. Hmm. And as we spoke about last week, this is kind of like a concern for Google, right?
Because Google is the go-to.
Exactly.
We know this.
And now what we're seeing with this Edge integration is absolutely amazing, to be honest. So you still search on Bing as per usual, and then you've got this Bing button that opens this ChatGPT bot. They don't call it ChatGPT, but it's essentially what it is. And you can start conversing there like you would on ChatGPT. However, this version of the bot actually reads whatever is on your browser at that point in time. So let's say, for example, one of the things they demoed was you're looking at a company's annual results, right? It's a massive report. It's 60 pages long. And then you can just ask it, can you please summarize the big takeout points for this report? And it does it quickly. And then you can say, please compare that to this company's results. And it'll go onto the internet, find those results, and summarize it for you as well. And it'll compare. It is super powerful, and we're just getting started. As we said last week, still a lot of issues. It's not accurate 100% of the time. We know this, but it's moving really quickly. So not only is it incorporated into Edge now, completely incorporated into Bing.
So now we start seeing those real world applications rolling out, and it's faster than I thought.
Yeah.
Because at once, you know, when we spoke, it was go onto the website, create an account, and then you can do all little fancy things. But now being integrated into browsers, I suppose we're going to be careful what we search for now.
Well, it'll learn very quickly. So hopefully it doesn't scrape your search history.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to be really powerful. And again, it's very conversational in nature. So if you ask it a question, you can start having a conversation. It understands the context. And then you can, I've tested it out. You go down a rabbit hole, just keep chatting, and you get you get distracted by, I want to know this. And it's very natural feeling, which is the whole point of this natural language processing AI. Yeah. And it's working really well. So in the same week, Google, obviously panicking, rushed out their version of this called Bard. And the launch was less than successful, let's say. Mm-hmm. It got like basic questions wrong. So, for example, on stage during the live presentation, the presenter asked it, what are the big discoveries about James Webb? And it said, James Webb discovered the first exoplanets, which obviously it didn't. It was discovered back in the 90s. Basic errors.
You'd think a big company like Google will kind of like, you know what, have your run.
Yeah.
Have your run. We are going to come out with something very shiny and very impressive.
Exactly, which the engineers at Google reportedly are very mad about this because they were forced to rush this out quicker than they wanted to. And it's not like their version is not, as good or inferior. Thing is, they were working on refining it even more and making it like the perfect solution, which now obviously they've had to rush out. After that presentation, Google stock price dropped by 8% on one bad AI demonstration. And the reason is, as you can imagine, Microsoft and Bing have everything to gain in this situation. Google has everything to lose.
Absolutely.
So it is going to be fascinating to see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks and months.
We know this as individuals, running our small little businesses and our small lives. Don't rush any decision.
Yeah.
You think they would have learned that. But anyways, we're here now. If people want to use this feature quickly, so they just go on Edge.
Correct. It's not available to everyone yet. It's a very small group of people that are allowing it to test. We're expecting the beta test to roll out within the next couple of weeks. That means you can then apply to be a tester. And then within a month or two, it should be available to everybody.
We're
going to have to.
Tiernus, thank you very much, man. Fascinating stuff. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smart FM.